The Department of Veterans Affairs faced a huge amount of scrutiny after a scandal broke in 2014. Long wait times and inadequate services, all made worse by some hospitals altering their appointment systems basically to make the problem look less bad. Meanwhile, the quality of care has come under scrutiny as well at the VA. So for about four years ago, the VA introduced a grading system, a way for hospitals and clinics to measure their performance and then improve. Well, now there's evidence from a New York Times investigation that hospitals may be responding to that scrutiny by gaming the accountability system itself. Again, possibly to make their performance look better than it actually is. Dave Phillips is a national correspondent for the New York Times and the reporter behind this investigation. Dave, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Dave, let's get right to it. Your reporting focused on a small rural hospital, a VA hospital in Roseburg, Oregon. Why did you choose that place?
Well, the VA in the last couple of years has tried to use more and more quality metrics to try and monitor how its hospitals are providing care and reward those that are doing good work. And what we found at this small hospital in Roseburg is that those quality metrics actually encourage the opposite. People running the show there realized that they could improve the metrics by actually making care worse. But I want to say that this is not a story really about one hospital in Oregon. It's a story about how we more and more use quality metrics all over the place, in education, certainly in the private medical world, and how sometimes by in good faith trying to make things better, we can design a system that makes things worse.
So these types of quality care metrics are all over lots of systems, including all over the medical world. They use them in nursing homes, hospitals that aren't in the VA world. But let's return to Roseburg for just a minute, Dave, because you said something pretty shocking, that the hospital wound up improving its scores by making care worse. How did it do that?
Well, they realized that if they were taking sick patients, they were more likely to get bad outcomes, more likely to have people die in the hospital or have complicated infections, things like that. And so what they did is they cherry-picked. Essentially, if you take the most healthy and turn the rest away, either transferring them to private hospitals or sending them home, your outcomes improve. And they actually ended up, by cherry-picking, they were leaving more than half of their hospital beds empty while people couldn't get care.
Send the sickest patients somewhere else. They're somebody else's problem, and you look great in the process. Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, you just write off your bad outcomes on somebody else's books.
Well, what did this mean for patients? I mean, is it really a problem if a very sick patient, I don't know, with congestive heart failure maybe, gets sent to a more sophisticated hospital in the next county instead of at tiny Roseburg?
Sometimes it is a problem. Now, if somebody is too sick for a small rural hospital, they should go to a bigger, more sophisticated hospital. But talking to doctors there who were really disturbed by this practice, they were sending people away who were the right fit for this small hospital. What that means is you might be sent an hour, 2 hours, maybe even 3 hours away. You're farther away from your family. And when you go to another hospital outside of the veteran system, you're a lot of times your care is not integrated back into your primary care doctor with the VA. So what the doctors were saying is, yes, they pushed back hard against this, saying this isn't right, this is dangerous, but the administration was very focused on making sure that those sick patients did not get into the hospital.
You reported on one patient, a veteran, 81 years old, named Walter Savage. What happened with Mr. Savage?
This is typical of what I've heard again and again. Older patients would come in with lots of chronic problems from aging. You know, a lot of them had been living alone at home, and they'd just gotten to a point where they had a fall, which is what Mr. Savage had. He ended up breaking his ribs and one of his vertebrae. It made it so he couldn't really function at home. He was dehydrated. He was malnourished. He could barely walk. So he walks into the emergency room, and they refuse to take him. He waits there for 9 hours while doctors argue with the administration over the fact that he should be admitted and needed their care, and eventually goes home. Now, the proper place for him is probably a long-term nursing facility where he can get care. But in the meantime, doctors really wanted to admit him for a day or two until they could find a place, get him stable, get him hydrated, you know, take care of this man who had spent a couple years in Vietnam. And they were just told no.
because he's so sick, he's got such a complex case that admitting him, at least in the eyes of the administration, not necessarily the physicians, would just give them a crummy score.
It's a risk. An old guy with lots of problems like that, what if he dies in 30 days? That shows up on your metrics. What if he dies in your hospital? That shows up on your metrics. But if you send him home and something happens, nothing shows up on your metrics.
So, Dave, before we let you go, look, you said at the top something that's true, which is these types of grading systems are all over the place. Lots of hospitals in the private world use them. We've seen gaming in the private world before in nursing homes. In the educational system, we have standardized testing and reports over the decades that schools just teach how to do well on a standardized test. They don't really do great at education. So it's not limited to the VA. They shouldn't be gaming the system. What's the alternative so that this kind of incentive doesn't exist?
Well, I think that you have to both look at your numbers and listen to your people. The director had doctors saying to him, this isn't right, bad things are happening, and those doctors felt like they were not listened to.
Is it a bad idea in the first place to have a grading system that provides scores, provides metrics that can show whether care is improving?
I can't say for sure. I think that there are a lot of people who really rely on it and that it's helpful, but it can't be your only tool.
Dave Phillips, national correspondent for the New York Times, at the head of a New York Times investigation centering on one small rural VA hospital in Roseburg, Oregon, that gamed the scoring system by sending sicker patients elsewhere. But Dave Phillips says this isn't limited to just one small hospital in Oregon. Dave Phillips, thanks so much.
Thanks. Stay warm.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.